Airline. Hello.
Yo, that.
Roscoe.
Perfect, Roscoe.
That is perfect.
Yo.
Wonder what's feeding back.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. Wait a second. You got me vibe music here. What the hell's going on?
Just a California chill.
Oh, you're out in L.A.?
Out in the evil Los Angeles.
What, was your gig last night or tonight?
Yeah, last night we played.
How'd that go?
It was pretty rocking.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a good time, and we had some famous people show up at the gig.
Like who?
Swamp Dogg.
Excellent!
Wow, did he sing Total Destruction?
No, but he gave it his seal of approval.
Wow, from one dog to another, you tell him... I said, right on, brother.
Song in the first place.
Wow.
And he, evidently he's got a new record coming out in a month, and he's sending us some copies. So.
Cool.
He's got pictures with them and everything.
Called A Totally Destroyed Mind?
Yeah, well, no, he seems to have a couple sharp tools left in his shed.
Rat on.
Roscoe, you have a way with words. Can anybody ever tell you that?
I don't know. I forgot.
So what's the vibe?
Well, the vibe is just the California thing. I mean, it's a beautiful day outside, and I'm not going to go out there until the sun goes down.
All the skies are blue.
Yeah.
Wait, so let's get a sing-along going here.
No.
Oh, never mind.
You eating sushi, Ross?
I haven't eaten any sushi yet. I want to. I got to get on the phone and get one of these record company clowns to take us out with their credit card.
How about a fat burger?
Well, we ate some burgers already. We actually, on the way back from the airport, we stopped at Pink's and we each had hot dogs and burgers there to get started.
Mm. Wow, that'll get you in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
So you have a gig coming up a week from today at the Lone Star in New York. You'll be bringing your gang through for their New York debut.
Yeah.
The butt.
Debut.
You know,
and you guys can see Lou, the backup vibe meister, in person.
Right. We're also playing on Friday at this place in Hoboken, Live Tonight.
Live Tonight. That used to be the beaten path.
And it features Hoboken's finest array of music and comedy.
And that's nothing but what Roscoe brings in his show.
You betcha. We had a good one last night. We had Straw was there, and Jimmy Powers, the harmonica guy, played on the Del Lord's record. Top Jimmy was there. Got him up there to see if he could remember some words.
What did he sing? Cinderella?
He sang the choruses.
so to speak.
Tough one.
Yeah, it was good. He was standing there, you know, half a glass of I.W. Harper, sort of swinging back and forth.
America's favorite rhythm pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number one.
The number one pig. And the Mind Readers opened up an instrumental band.
Oh, speaking of pigs, Dig the Pigs band, right?
Dig the Pig. I did my instrumental entitled You Can't Sleep Here.
what was Dig's last words that I heard him say? I think Den might remember.
When he was leaving?
Burp.
When he was standing in the middle of your house and everybody else was passed out on the floor and he was just sort of wavering around.
Yeah, that's the only reason he was standing up is because he had passed out earlier and he was rested.
Oh boy, I wish I could remember what he said. No response from Dan in the back. He must not be able to remember either.
No.
Yo, Dan, I actually heard him. Good, that's a good thing.
Deal.
But that's pretty much the news and the vibe. We'll be in St. Louis on Tuesday.
So any of you all out there within the reader, the listenership that might be in St. Louis on Tuesday, check them out.
Mm-hmm. And bring me back a copy of the Evening Whirl.
Evening Whirl from St. Louis.
Right. Evening Whirl.
Let's see. Yeah, I talked to a couple other people that said they send their greetings to you. And the Art Fine guy.
Art, Little Art's Poker Party.
Yeah, we were going to be gone, otherwise we'd do the show. Mm. Would have been nice to get on there with Swamp Dogg, you know.
Yeah, right, it's good for Art.
And Brian Wilson.
Yeah. Brian Wilson.
All the biggies.
All the biggies. Swamp Dogg, Brian Wilson, you know.
I heard a funny Roscoe story.
Really?
I won't tell you the name. I guess I could tell it on the air. What the hey? Roscoe went up to some girl and asked her if she had AIDS, and she said no, and he said, "You're just the a-hole I've been looking for."
Mm-hmm. I thought he said, "Oh, I'd hate to get that again."
Yeah.
It was this whole different story.
I missed that one, I guess.
Yeah.
But I miss them every once in a while.
No breaks, coast to coast.
You got it.
Rocking all over the world.
Yeah, well, we'll be back bringing our own brand of sickness to the tri-state area next week.
At that interestingly shaped stage at the Lone Star.
Yeah, well, we picked the old Lone Star because You know, I am kind of like self-absorbed occasionally, and that club actually sounds best on the stage, so... I can dig it from there.
Met your requirements.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And, and plus it's a fun place to go and pay too much for drinks and get hassled by people and everything. Come on down.
Come on down. We'll hassle you.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's my vibe.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Such as it is.
State of the Vibe Report, folks.
Aloha to you.
Aloha.
Rongo's a guy, too.
Does that sound we love?